in front of the Orthodox Church.
Yeah.
Honor your father and your mother.
Poštujte oca i majku.
And love your neighbor.
I volite komšiju.
Sve manje poštovanja i oca i majke i bližnjega.
Have you ever read the Quran? Have you ever looked into the life of the last and final messenger sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, peace and... What about in Luke 6, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, 27, where Jesus is allegedly have said, but I say to you here, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you.
Je sveta knjiga.
Da li vi vjerujete da je Muhammed Božji poslanik?
This is the Dean, the Dean Show.
Assalamu alaikum, guys. Behind us is a church here. And we just passed over from the... In Bosnia, you have different sections that are... Dobodan Kakste. You have different sections that are considered RS, called Republika Srpska. So we're actually in the Republika Srpska. It's kind of confusing for some people, but you're... Well, yeah, you can see the flag here. So, I read an article, and we'll have that on our Facebook page. He was a Chetnik who was known for blessing the weapons of those who were out there contributing to the genocide in Bosnia. And he talks about many other things in this article. We'll post it, you can see it. And at the end of the article, he talks about losing his soul. And he built a church out here, and I believe he's in this area. So we've taken it upon ourselves to come try to meet this bishop and invite him to the purpose. Since he's lost his soul, he's probably done a lot of atrocities, done a lot of evil, horrific things. But Allah is the most merciful. Allah is the most kind. We as Muslims, we come out, you know, with that intention to invite purpose to people to purpose, to peace with their creator, you know, always giving people the benefit of the doubt. So inshallah, we're here. Hopefully we can find them and meet them and see how things go. We're here at the church.
Yeah, it's locked. Let's look around. That's yeah.
Tomorrow morning. Ukoliko, u 9?
9 ili
u crkvu. Ok, ukome. Ok. Hvala.
We can come. He should be here all morning, he said. Yeah.
So where are we exactly now?
This is Lukovica, right? A town, Serbian in the RS, Republika Srpska, a town that's actually used to be part of Sarajevo before the war, and after the war, the border of the Federation of Bosnia and Republika Srpska. This is the border town, Sarajevo. Across the border begins this town of Lukovica, which used to belong to Sarajevo. It used to be called, after the war, they called it Srpsko Sarajevo, but then they had to change the name because it doesn't belong only to the Serbs. So they had to change the name to Eastern Sarajevo. Mm-hmm. Now the official name of Lukovica is Istočno Sarajevo.
Do in general, Muslims and Christians, the Orthodox, do they have these type of engaging conversations, you know, to go ahead and talk with each other and to kind of, do Muslims come and try to deliver the message of the Deen of Islam, of purpose of life?
No, actually not at all. Here in Bosnia, not at all. That's a taboo subject, so... Let them live with their religion, we live with our religion, and nobody is trying to deliver. There are few people, dies here in Bosnia. I'm not sure if they go to Serbian parts to call the Serbs to Islam. It's also kind of dangerous, you know, because here the war has stopped, but the peace is always shaking, you know. Mm-hmm. And what's the most problem when you see it from the religion, the most problem is the people look at religion as part of the nation, of nationalism. There's a strong nationalism here in Bosnia between Serbs, Croats and Bosniaks, and they put it in the same bag, like if you're a Croat, you're a Catholic. If you're a Serb, you're an Orthodox. If you're a Bosniak, you're a Muslim. But it doesn't have to be like this. You can choose your nationality, whatever you are. If you like Croatia, if you like Croats, you can be a Croat but still be a Muslim. You can be a Serb, love Serbia, love the Republika Srpska even, but be a Muslim. Be a Muslim, submitting to God, believing in one God. Your nationality doesn't matter there. So, but the people, the mindset of the people here is, they don't quite get that.
Yeah, but anybody who has some kind of knowledge of Islam, who reads the Quran, who understands the life of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, they should be able to see that this was his mission. His whole life was, and then you read the Quran and the themes over and over from Prophet Abraham, inviting the people to the purpose of life, to submit their will to the Creator, Islam, Moses, Musa, Jesus, peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad, now we get to him, all the messengers, and then Prophet Muhammad being the last, they all continued with this mission of dawah, of sharing the message. We can't change nobody's heart. Allah is controller of the hearts. We can't force anything on anyone, but you know, if you love for mankind what you love for yourself,
yeah, our thing is to deliver
the message, to share with the people, and that's what we're trying to do here.
Yeah.
Allah says in the Quran, Udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati. Invite all, not some. Not just, you know, who you think should be invited, but Allah, so this is your Creator, says invite all to the way of your Lord with hikmah, with beautiful preaching. So we'll try our best again, but
inshallah.
We're here in front of the church. And this is the, what do you call him, Pope or Bishop?
Not Pope, it's Pope.
Pope.
It's like a priest.
He's like a priest. Pope. So priest.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was the one in the article.
He was the one in the article, yes.
Yeah.
Who said, you read the articles, I mean, about him who blessed the killings, blessed the weapons of the murderers. And you said he lost his soul.
Yeah.
But still he says he's a man of God.
Yeah, at the end of the article, they're quoting him. We'll put the article up, you can watch it. At the end, he said he lost his soul. So you're a man of God. You know, he talked about, you know, other things about being in the mood to kill. He talks about losing his soul and other things. But it reminds me, see, Allah, you might have done all these horrific things, right? You've been an extremist chetnik, you know, misrepresenting the true teachings of Jesus, killing innocent people. But Allah's mercy is above all that.
Yes.
Right? If you turn to the Creator alone and you repent and you change your ways, Allah can forgive all that. So we're here.
Yes, we have even examples from the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, from later the people that became his Sahaba, the people who had been fighting Muslims and killing Muslims, but repented and accepted Islam and became the best of the best.
Yeah. So we're here to share all this valuable information, our love, our deep love for Jesus, you know, as a mighty messenger. You know, so many commonalities, there's so many things to share. You know, Muhammad, the last and final messenger, people don't know about that. So the commonalities, purpose of life, the evidence in the Quran, so many things to talk about. And usually you make that human connection, you talk about that. One, you're fulfilling your obligation. You know, two, you're helping to save people from the hellfire. You're getting the reward from your Creator. I mean, I can go on and on, but inshallah, well, if it's meant to be, we'll hook up and meet this chetnik, and inshallah, some good can come from it, because we are the Muslims, and Muslims are those people of peace who call the peace, directing people to have a relationship with the owner of peace, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. So here we're looking at the sign right before you come into the Republic of Srpska.
Ratko Mladic, the general who's responsible for the genocide in Srebrenica.
That's what this is talking about?
Yes, that's right here at the border of the federal part of Sarajevo and the Serbian part of Sarajevo. Okay. And they're praising Ratko Mladic that he gathered here the two battalions of the army, so at this place, that's it, that's all that it says.
Assalamu alaikum. We just entered the Republic of Srpska and we're heading over. We tried yesterday to visit the former commander, still a priest.
Still a priest, yeah.
Still a priest of the Orthodox Church. And he wasn't around yesterday. So what we know about him thus far was he was a commander in the Chetnik unit.
In the Chetnik unit in Grbavica, right down the hill from here, part of Sarajevo now.
So we're pulling up to the church here. We're here in Republika Srpska. Do many people do this? Do they come over here? Any Muslims?
As far as I know, no.
No. Is there still that tension here? Do Muslims visit these parts?
Only if they have some necessity.
Yeah. So it looks like it's a packed house.
Yeah. Many cars around.
Yeah. Hopefully, inshallah, we'll be welcomed.
Inshallah, everything will go well.
I know. I myself get pretty excited when not yet Muslims, non-Muslims come visit us at the masjid. I get very excited, you know, to greet them, to have a talk with them, and hopefully we'll get the same reception. So we're back here in front of the Orthodox Church. Looks like the service is about to end soon. And our intention here is to make the human connection, to sit, to talk, to maybe find some common ground. And this is what our deen teaches. Inshallah, some khayr, as they say, some good can come from this. So we're literally right in front of the church. And give us some history here in this area. Like, is there some tension between Bosnians and Serbs? And do any Muslims live around here? Do they come around here at all, or does everyone kind of keep to themselves?
Well, the tension in Bosnia is still, since the war is over, so over 25 years since the war is over, there has been tensions between Serbs, Croats and Bosniaks. And the smaller the town is, the bigger the tension is. So this is a small town here, right near Sarajevo, where mostly Serbs live. There are probably some Bosniaks, some Muslims that used to live here before the war, that came back after the war to their homes. But I don't know now the facts, the numbers, but it's a small percentage. So they are usually left in peace. Nobody bothers them, but you know, you gotta keep to yourself. And also other Muslims from other parts of, let's say from Sarajevo, they would come here only if they have any necessities. Otherwise, not really, no.
Do we see any Muslims, like in America? What we have is we have open houses. We invite Christian priests. We invite Christians, and they'll come to the Jummas. They'll observe. They'll ask questions. We invite them. We have these open houses. Is there such a thing that's done here at all, to invite the neighbors? We invite our neighbors to get to know Islam, to ask their questions.
Not that I know. This here is you don't do that stuff around here, because this is mostly connected to nationalism. So you don't want to invite a Orthodox Serbian to a masjid, or they will not invite any, let's say, Muslims or Croat Catholics to their church. That stuff nobody does here. Nobody does it here.
Maybe this can be a start. We can set a good trend, huh?
Well, this possibly. Inshallah, this is a start. This is a start. We came here to the church to talk to this priest. From my knowledge, nobody does that. Nobody has done this before, but definitely it should. it should. It can come to more of a peace between people when they talk about openly. Let's say, you believe in this, we believe in this, let's talk about it.
Is it dangerous, do you think, what we're doing here?
People think this is dangerous, yes. It is kind of dangerous what we're doing here. You never know how he's gonna react, if he's gonna see this as a provocation, you know, that we came here to provoke him, which we definitely did not.
Is that him?
I don't know, let's go see.
Let's go, come on. Probably start a good night. Hi, do you speak English? No? Okay. People starting to come out in the church. Because of all the pain that's been caused in this area, you know, just imagine if you needed a job and you needed to work in a factory and there was Serbians, Croatians there. Maybe you know, because of the genocide and things that happened, you didn't have that good feeling towards someone, but you had to be professional. You had to work in the factory, you had to work in the job. You'd go there and you'd be professional. As us, we have to deliver the message of La ilaha illallah. There's nothing worthy of worship except the Creator Allah. We have to do that. And Muhammad is the messenger. So that's what we're coming to do here today, in a peaceful, benign way, with compassion, with love. And inshallah, we're received with some love. There's a horse with a man on it. What does that mean? Do you know?
It's probably some kind of a saint that they believe in.
Yeah.
I don't know which one. What it is?
Yeah. I think he's coming out. So. How are you? Kaks?
Okay, should I talk? You don't speak English, yeah?
Yeah.
Should I talk?
Sure, we say we are.
Snima on jednu emisiju iz Amerike, ovaj show što ima.
A koja je?
Dean show iz Amerike, iz Chicago.
Aha. Pa.
Pa htio bi malo, eto.
Čuješ? Da najbolje sutra ulicu dovolite.
Nije tu, sutra se vraća za Ameriku. Ja. Ako imate 5 minuta, sam.
Ajde.
Nice to meet you.
Drago mi je da vas upoznam.
Ja.
Drago mi je i meni i pozdravljam koji će gledati ovu emisiju.
What we try to do is try to open the doors of communication between human beings, specifically between Muslims and Christians, so we can better understand each other.
Čuješ jednu stvar, ovdje je bio ekumenski pokret, da zbližavale se i vjere i religije. Pa, to je promovisano na drugom Vatikanskom saboru. Saradnja je, ali opalo je.
It used to be a communication, but it's getting lower.
Yeah.
There used to be a communication in religions.
Ovdje postoji ekumensko vijeće, to je institucija za zbližavanje vjera i religija.
There is a council that is here to communicate between religions and between religions.
Tako da prije je taj pokret je u Europi zaživio nego u Americi.
That movement was earlier in Europe than in America.
Jeli neke stvari vi Ameri predstavljate, a Europa je to proživjela.
You Americans try to represent some things now which Europe already has.
Sad ovo ekumensko vijeće koje je sjedište u Sarajevu, oni su glavni su Reis kardinal i mitropolit, oni se mijenjaju u vremenskom periodu. I tako, što se tiče ekumenizma, ovdje je u opadanju.
Would you like to see, bil ti tijelo viti, would you like to see that this door opens of communication, that Muslims come here, you come there, and we discuss and we dialogue about religion, about life, about purpose?
Znaš šta je? Rat je odnio sve. Jer ovdje je bio i građanski i vjerski rat. Škole rade na tome, pročitam u štampi, i jedni i drugi i treći idu u bogomane. Što se tiče tog ekumenizma, to je to.
What do you think when we find in the Bible, in, for instance, Matthew 19:19,
šta je?
Matej 19:19.
Yeah.
Honor your father and your mother.
Poštujte oca i majku.
And love your neighbor.
I volite komšiju.
Sve manje poštovanja i oca i majke i bližnjega.
It's more and more, it's less and less respect to the mother and father and the nearest. In this time.
Po tome se mora raditi. To je moralna disciplina.
That's a moral discipline, what you have to do.
A ta je disciplina poistekla od te zapovijesti.
And it came from that.
How about loving your neighbor?
A volt komšiju.
Kako ide? Ja sam ovdje s komšijama Bogom dano. Ja da sam komšiluk birao, ne bi ga takvog našao.
It's a good thing to love your neighbor.
Ja sam ovu crkvu pravio i napravio sam onu baraku kad ništa nije bilo. I mojom popularnošću je ovo.
And with my popularity, people came here to live.
What about in Luke 6, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6:27, where Jesus is allegedly have said, but I say to you here, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you.
A što je sa ovim kad Isus kaže, volite svog neprijatelja i radite dobro onima koji vas mrze, koji vas ne vole.
Čuješ, ja nisam, čekaj, ja nisam dogmatičar. Jezi, što mi gledaš?
Ništa, ja prevodim kada se vas gledam, da završite da mogu.
Jesu Tamadića, what did he say?
To je teško pitanje.
Do you know, what do you think when you hear me say I love Jesus?
Što mislite kad kažete?
Did you know that?
Kad čujete mene da kažem ja volim Isusa.
I love Jesus. Me,
ja
Isus.
Volim
Isusa.
Ja.
Ja volim
Isusa. Što mislite onda?
Šta misliš za to?
Pa to je moralno tvoje da voliš.
Ja mogu ići u vatru ako išta loše kažem. I can go to the hellfire. God will punish me if I say one bad thing of Jesus.
Ići ću u pakao ako išta kažem loše o Isusu.
Pa to te i slijedi.
Yeah. We believe that he was one of the mightiest messengers that God sent to convey the message, just like Abraham and Moses, that there's only one God and you worship him alone.
Vjerujemo da je bio jedan od velikih poslanika koji je donio poruku isto kao Abraham i Mojsije da obožavamo jednog Boga.
Pa, monoteizam.
Yes.
To da ti kažem, svrha vjere. To je svrha vjere. I to je
monoteizam.
Ja taka pitanja ne bih ni postavio.
There's no need to ask these questions.
Yeah. But this is to show.
Čuješ?
Yeah.
Ti meni postavljaš pitanje to.
Yeah.
A ja sam sveštenik.
Yeah. What's sveštenik?
Priest.
Yeah. This is to show, like, when you, if me and you, if I say, hey, you like basketball? Say, yes. You like football? Yes. You like the color blue? Yes. To show commonalities.
Da pokažemo sličnosti. To isto kao da vas pitam, volite košarku? Volim. Volite futbal? Volim.
Ne, to je vulgaris. To je vulgaris.
What's vulgaris?
I'm not sure.
Vulgarno to je.
Vulgar, it's vulgar.
To je. nije za razgovor.
It's not to talk about. Mm-hmm. Al ko je, šta mislite?
Boga i sport.
Ne.
No.
To je samo primjer koji je
dao. Yeah.
Da nađemo ono zajedničko, da o tome pričamo.
Because Christians are not going anywhere. Muslims are not going anywhere. We have to live in this earth and we have to find a common ground to live in peace.
Moramo živjeti zajedno na ovoj zemlji i da nađemo zajednički temelj da živimo u miru.
And Jesus tells us to love your enemies, to love your neighbor. Islam says the same thing.
Isus kaže da treba da volimo neprijatelja i komšiju isto kao Islam.
And Islam says that we also worship one and only one God.
Kao isto u islamu je monoteizam da se obožava jedan Bog.
Čuješ? Ja sam odrastao sam pored džamije i katoličke crkve.
I grew up beside a mosque and a Catholic church.
I tako, to mi je jasno.
Yeah.
Ali kad drugi hoće rat, ja neću rat.
When other want the war, I don't want a war.
So don't you think this is how we can prevent something like that is by communicate, talking, making the human connection?
Da li mislite da bi spriječilo tako nešto poput rata, da je dobro onda da pričamo jedni sa drugima?
Da se razumijemo, to understand each other.
Čuješ. Pa bi Ameri, rat. Rat je te cijelo vrijeme.
You Americans have war all the time.
I'm talking me and you.
Pričam ja i vi.
Pa,
do you hate me?
Ja sam mnogo.
Do you hate me because I'm Muslim?
Amerikanaca, vojnika znao.
Yeah.
Dolazili su mi. I ti razgovori su ti bili sa njima. Rat i mir. Ja kažem da ja sam izišao iz rata. A vi ste došli ovdje.
Ko mi?
Americans,
yeah, he's saying, I left the war and you Americans, the troops, you came here.
Yeah. I was reading an article where you said, correct me if I'm wrong,
čitao sam jedan članak gdje ste vi rekli, ispravite me ako sam pogriješio,
that you felt like you lost your soul.
Da ste imali osjećaj da ste izgubili dušu.
What is
that? To je maharska televizija. Prenijela, to je plaćeno.
A niste znači to rekli?
Bože, sad ću.
Pa ja pola, say that.
Ja sam pola Sarajeva nahranio u toku rata.
I fed half the Sarajevo during the war.
120.000, preko 120.000 paketa sam preko Miljacke poslao.
Over 120.000 packages I sent over the Miljacka.
Eto, to je ekumenizam. Jer pola paketa je bilo srpski, a ovo drugo bilo muslimanski i hrvatski.
Half the packages I sent were for Serbs and half were for Croats, Catholics and Muslims.
Did you ever hear or study the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him?
Jeste li kad čuli ili izučavali nešto o životu Muhammeda alejhi
selam? Kako nisam, morao sam učiti u školi.
I had to in school.
Na studijama i u bogosloviji.
During my studies.
We believe that the God out of his love,
mi vjerujemo da Bog iz njegove ljubavi,
he sent messengers,
da šalje poslanike.
And Bog je u ljubavi. Bog je u ljubavi.
Mm-hmm. God is in love.
Yeah. So out of his love and mercy, he sent messengers.
Poslao je poslanike iz svoje ljubavi.
And they all came with the same message.
Hristos je došao iz ljubavi božanske.
And they all came with the same message for human beings to submit their will to the one God.
I svi su došli sa istom porukom da se predaju, da svoju volju predaju Božjoj volji.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Jel ima smisla? Da se svi ljudi predaju Božjoj volji.
Yeah.
And we believe Muhammad is the final messenger.
I vjerujemo da je Muhammed posljednji poslanik.
He confirms Jesus,
koji je potvrdio Isusa.
Moses,
Mojsija.
Abraham,
Abrahama.
And to love God,
da vole Boga,
and to worship him alone,
i da obožavaju samo jednog Boga.
Čuješ, to je, to mi propovjedamo u crkvi stalno.
That's what we say in the church all the time.
To nikako čudo nije za nas, za ovaj
this
svijet.
This is nothing new for us.
I što se tiče vjere, jači smo od njih preko okeana.
And we are in faith much stronger than you guys over the ocean.
Mm-hmm. But Iglesia, koje je on vjere?
Musliman.
Musliman,
ne. Does he know what Muslim means?
Znaš što znači musliman?
Ja.
Pokoravanje Bogu i Božjoj volji.
Pravo vjerujući.
Pa ne, musliman, baš ja. Kao riječ, znači ja. Pokoravanje Bogu ja. I Božjoj ja. Volji. Submitting to God and God's will, right?
Yes.
Ovo što mi pomenuo, da sam ja rekao.
To smo čitali.
Budi Bog s nam. Ja
to
znam.
Smo vas došli i pitat.
So nikad nisam ja rekao. To je intervju nametnut i plaćen. Al Jazeera je platila. Dobro.
He said that interview it was paid to put it out like this. He swears he would never say something like that.
Do you have any questions that or misconceptions about Islam or Muslims that you can ask and maybe that can remove some of the negative thoughts that you might have? Pretend like nothing ever happened as far as war or anything. We're just talking purely, you know, from a religious standpoint.
Imate li nekih pitanja ili nejasnoća o islamu koje bi volili pitat da razjasnite nejasnoća? Zaboravite sve rat i to što je bilo.
Čuješ jednu stvar. Ja u islamu znam.
I know about Islam.
He knows about Islam?
Ili ja sam ti rekao da sam ja odrastao uz džamiju i katoličku crkvu.
Okay. I grew up beside a Catholic church.
Does he know what La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah? Did he ever hear this? Does he know what it means?
Jeste li kad to čula?
Jesam.
Šta? I znate što znači? Nema Boga osim jednog i Muhammed je njegov poslanik.
Does he know that during the time of Jesus they would say La ilaha illallah Isa Rasulullah?
To su za vrijeme Isusa govorili.
Ma ja.
Nema Boga osim jednog, Isus je poslanik.
Ma ja.
Did he hear it? Did he understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. Does he, when he hears the adhan, does he know what that means?
Znate li ezan šta znači? Kad ga čujete ezan, znate li riječ šta znači on je na ezan?
A šta je? Alem.
Alem?
Ja.
Učenik. Alim, ja. Alim.
Alim. Na džami je kugla. Ona.
Oh,
on the mosque.
Yeah.
The ball, what is that?
No,
ništa, ne predstavljam.
Tako se zove.
Aha, to nas pita. Okay, he's asking if he knows something
he
knows.
Oh, thank you for that.
Sad imi znam.
Thank you. When you hear these things, like, you know, when the adhan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, means God is the greatest, God is the greatest. Did you know it means that?
Jeste li znali da znači Allahu Ekber, da znači Bog je najveći?
Pa ja.
Ja, to je ezan.
Pet ima vremena u danu kad se moli Bogu.
Yeah, five times in the day when to pray to God.
I abdes, i ovo i ono.
Yeah, that's like in the church when you say hallelujah, you know hallelujah?
Hallelujah, hvala
te Boga. Allahu Ekber, this hallelujah, Allahu Ekber.
Hvala te Boga.
Yes.
Ista stvar, samo drugi jezik.
Yeah. Did you know that in the Gospel of Matthew 26:39 that it says Jesus and he went a little further and he fell on his face and he prayed to God?
Da ima u Bibliji gdje kaže se da je Isus, znači, pao na lice i molio se Bogu.
Jeste.
That's how we pray.
Kao čovjek, kao čovjek se molio.
As a human he prayed.
Yeah.
Volja razlikovati.
Da, kao čovjek, pa i ljudi treba da se mole Bogu.
Čuješ? Da, sada moji muslimani bune se za Arape.
My Muslims here are complaining about the Arabs.
Oni se drugačije Bogu mole nego moji muslimani.
They pray differently to God than the Muslims here.
Yeah. But what do you think about when Jesus, then when he fell on his face and prayed to God, how we do, the same way? That's another similarity I'm showing. Just, these are just similarity, commonality.
Znači, sličnosti iz kršćanstva, onaj, gdje Isus je padao na licem na pod, tako i muslimani danas se mole Bogu.
When we say, Assalamu alaikum, Jesus said, Shalom aleik, peace be with you.
Isto Isus govorio, mir s tobom, selam aleikum,
ja.
Shalom
aleikum. To je
samo jezički različito.
Varijanta jezična.
Da. Yeah. What do you think in Aramaic? Aramaic, right?
Isus je govorio aramejski.
Ja, pa stane aramejski. Samo jedno selo, ja mislim u Siriji, govori taj jezik.
Aramejski.
Yeah.
You know how in Aramaic God is called? Allaha.
Na armenskom se Bog kaže Allaha.
In Hebrew, Eloh.
Na hebrejskom, Eloh.
Ma. Arabic, Allah.
Ima korijen u svim jezicima.
There is a root in all the languages.
I'm just showing the similarities because there is so much now that you can see that brings people together rather separating.
Samo pokazujem sličnosti sad između nas koje bi trebalo da nas pridobe da budemo bliži a ne dalji.
Did he know that in the Quran there's a whole chapter named after the blessed mother of Jesus called Maryam?
U Kur'anu je cela sura po Isusovoj majci Mariji.
Ja, Marija.
Did he ever read the Quran?
Jeste li kad čital prevod Kur'ana?
Pa jesam, imam ga, brate.
He has it.
Imao sam, pa sam nekoliko podijelio
ovim
vojsci.
To the military.
To sam ja dijelio kao poklon.
As a gift.
Oh, he was giving Qurans as a gift?
Yeah.
Do you believe in destiny?
Jel vjerujete u sudbinu?
Do you think we're here by destiny?
Jel mislite da je sudbina što smo mi došli ovdje? Ili slučaj?
Proviđanje božansko. Ja sudbinu providnost božanska.
Kako mislite?
Sve je po Božjoj zapovijesti.
Everything happens by God's will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Providjenje božansko. Sve što se dešava nama, to je providjenje.
Ja, već znači određeno.
A?
Već određeno. Već određeno od Boga.
Ma ja.
Ja. It's everything that happens is already decided by God's will.
Ali Bog da učestvuje u tome. And on sliku daje.
God is giving the picture and not
yeah.
So,
is there any questions that anything about Islam or anything that while we're here that we can answer or anything that you might have that
Imate li nekih pitanja o islamu ili nejasnoća da bi mogli ovo da pričamo.
And can I and then can I give him a gift?
I može li on vama poklon dati?
Here,
voilà.
This is mujiza.
To su onaj čuda u Kur'an, naučna čuda u Kur'an.
Lijepo mi je za biblioteku.
It's nice for my library.
I want to thank you for sitting with us.
Zahvaljujem vam se što ste sjeli.
Hvala vam na ovom intervju.
And I would like to continue that legacy that all the prophets brought of us working together to collaborate with our neighbors in goodness
Volio bih da nastavi ovo što su svi naši prijašnji poslanici radili, znači da pričamo jedni drugima i da dostavljamo poruku Božiju.
To start these communications,
da počne komunikacija između ljudi.
Ej, među vjerujućim ljudima nikad ne bi došlo do rata.
Between believing people, war would never happen.
Uzrok zla na zemlji traži se u ratu, u politici.
The root of the evil in the world on earth is in politics.
U crkvi stalno molimo za mir.
Church, ali đavo
je tu.
But the devil is
pa
here.
Tebe i mene i njega huška jedno na drugo.
And pushes us against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Tako da kažem ovo što se dešava u svijetu i ti reče poštuj maj zapovijest poštuj to je deset Boži dekalog.
The Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments to honor the father and the neighbor.
to, to moramo
početi.
Ali sve je manje poštovanja i oca i matere i stariji.
But it's all less and less respect to the parents and the elders.
To je, to je problem.
Yeah, yeah.
I onda jedna stvar. Ne, bogomolje. Ja kad općeno kajem bogomolje. Ne dolazi se.
People don't come to the houses of worship.
To je problem.
That's the problem.
Sa, ja znam, o Bajramima Begova je džamija puna. A o, petkom 50 duša u Begova džamiji klanja.
At Eid, there's Begova džamija, the mosque in Sarajevo is full, but the other days, let's say Friday, there's not many people.
Tako je isto u crkvama.
So is in the churches.
Svaka, svaki džemat broji 2000 duša. A ovdje u crkvi bilo 200.
Every džemat is 2-3,000 people, but the church came about 200.
Znaš ti šta je džemat? E pa eto ti.
Yeah.
Kad si ti u džamiji bio?
When were you at the mosque?
Jesi klanjao?
Did you pray?
E tako ti je.
Yeah. So, thank you very much, and I would like to see these doors open, and inshallah you can help us to start this good work.
Hvala vam što ste pričali s nama i volio bih da imamo ova otvorena vrata da možemo jedni s drugima da pričamo i da to širimo.
And I would also, I would sincerely, humbly, I would request that you look more into the life of the last and final messenger sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, who came with the same message as Jesus, calling people to La ilaha illallah. There's nothing worthy of worship but the one God, and Muhammad is the messenger.
I drago mi bilo kad bi vi malo uzeli da izučite život onaj poslanika Muhammeda, koji je pozivao samo u vjerovanje jednog Boga isto kao Isus.
Pa isti je.
Pa isto,
u Kuranu je 560 citata iz Biblije.
In the Quran there are 560 from the passages from the Bible.
Like when Moses came, he said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one."
Kao na primjer kad je Mojsije došao i rekao Israelitima, vaš Bog je jedan.
Jesus came with the same message.
Isus je došao isto sa istom porukom, Bog je jedan.
That's why you'll see the same thing in Quran, because it's coming from the same source.
U Kur'anu, zato što dolazi iz istog izvora od Boga.
Yeah.
So da ti kažem, Islam je i hrišćanstvo monoteizam.
Islam and Christianity is monotheism.
I da ti kažem, imaju korijene u Starom Zavjetu.
And there are roots in the Old Testament.
So we would say, if you had the Old Testament, New Testament, the Quran is the last and final testament.
Da li onda možemo reći, ako ima i Stari onaj Zavjet i Novi Zavjet, da je Kur'an posljednji Zavjet?
Pa, da ti kažem, Kur'an je sveta knjiga.
Da li vi vjerujete da je Muhammed Božji poslanik?
Kako da ti kažem? I vjerujem i ne vjerujem.
I believe and I don't believe that Muhammad is the messenger.
Do you believe that no one should be worshipped except the one God alone without partners?
Vjerujete da samo jednog Boga treba obožavati, samo njega?
Ja.
Yes.
And if you can confirm that Muhammad is the messenger, then you would be fulfilling what God Almighty wants all of us to fulfill in this
znači,
life.
Znači, ako već vjerujete da jednog Boga treba obožavati,
Ako sam, without partners.
Bez partnera, bez ikoga, znači samo jednog Boga.
Yeah.
I pored toga da je Muhammed njegov poslanik.
Just like Jesus, Abraham.
Isto kao Isus i Mojsije i Abraham.
Ne. Mojsije i Abraham, on stalo upotrebljava ta imena. Oni su starzari.
Pa dobro, upotrebljava ih da su sa istom porukom došli.
Pa nema,
ali ista klinac... poruka bila, sviju. Jedan Mon, bog.
Ma, monoteizam. Ali oni su razradili.
Ko je?
Isus i Muhammed. To je razrađeno.
Kako mislite ovo... razrađeno? Šta znači, mislim, ne razumijem.
Abraham je htio Isaka na žrtvu da prenese.
Dobro. Abraham wanted to sacrifice Isaac. Uh-huh.
Ovo je evoluiralo.
This is evolution later what came.
To je to.
Dobro, ali on ovdje pominje njih samo da su svi poslanici Božji došli sa porukom samo jednog Boga obožava.
Abraham, Isak i Jakov. To je trijada. Zalazi kao Isus i Muhammed.
How does he think about the first commandment in the Bible? It says, thou shalt have no other gods except one God. Thou shalt not worship anything in the heavens and the earth.
Znači, u prvom zavjetu.
Stari je, zavjet. To vodi stari. Biblija
je... Treba samo obožavati jednog Boga. Šta mislite o tome? To je,
pa to je jasno je, bolam.
That's clear. Pa that to je jasno. Only worship one God.
Mm-hmm. Neću, pa nisam ja mnogo božac.
I'm not a mushrik, would you say,
All right. Nisam mnogo božac.
Yeah. Again, thank you so much.
Hvala vam puno.
Yes.
Hvala vama, tebi.
So we just finished the short little talk and interview with the head priest here, Serbian priest. How do you think that went?
He says he worships only one God. He was friendly to us, not what we may have expected to be, you know, insulted. He didn't think we came here to insult him, to provoke him. So we had a nice conversation, friendly conversation.
Yeah. I was making the example, like, because there's a lot of tension in this area. Some people from Bosnians or from Muslims around these parts, you think some people are going to get really angry that we came here, that we sat with someone who's a known Chetnik, and some people will say that this person, you know, probably being a commander in this genocide that happened, killed so many people, and then why are you guys sitting with him? Do you think there's going to be some of that resentment?
I think there will be. There's always people who think this way. There's always people who think in the nationalism mindset. You don't go talk to these people. He hates Muslims. He killed Muslims, and you have no business talking to these people, calling them to Islam.
Now, anybody who has, I gave an example. If you had to work at a factory, we talked about that yesterday. If you had to work at a factory, and there were Serbs working there, Chetneys working there, you had to earn your livelihood. You think they would work in that factory?
Yes. I mean,
they'd be professional about it, right?
You would be professional. You have your job, you have your paycheck, so you gotta work with these people.
Yeah, but we have to be beyond professionalism when it comes to this deen and sharing the message. This is what Allah, the Creator, told us to do.
Yes, and it's not up to us to choose who's gonna submit to God or who's not. Submitting, who is not supposed to submit to God. It's not up to us to choose.
And it's not up to us who we're going to choose to deliver the message to or not.
No, that's, you know? We have, as the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, had to deliver the message. Who's going to follow the message? Who's going to submit to God? That's Allah's will.
Yeah.
And our job is to deliver the message to whomever.
One thing that came to mind, because we know that Allah is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, and there was the man who killed 99. You know, the story of the man who killed 99 people. And then he went to the monk and he said, because now it was eating him away. And he went there and said, is there any mercy for me? What do I do? He said, what? You killed 99 people. And then he told him, he said, you know, hey, you're done. There's no hope for you. He killed him too. Now he killed 100. Yeah. But then he went to a learned man. And that learned man gave him the proper advice. He told him to leave this area. And obviously, he told him about turning to his Creator alone without associates, and turning to the one God. And then he went, and on his way he died. And then he was actually closer to the place he had just left. But then the angels came and they asked, where should we put this person? Because the angel of punishment came, the angels of mercy. And then Allah made it that his way, because he said wherever he was closer to, that's where he'll go. Now imagine, this person killed 100 people, but he turned away from setting up partners with Allah, away from the evil. He came and he repented, and then Allah made the way that he was going towards closer, and he admitted him to Jannah.
Yes, and this is a perfect example for this that we should do. Call everybody to Islam, to Allah, to submit to Allah. Mm-hmm. So as I said, it's not up to us to choose who is good for it or not.
Yeah, so I think we did our part. We told him about La ilaha illallah.
Yes.
We told him about the last and final messenger sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad.
Which he said he does and does not believe in. So it's a step closer.
Yeah. And we shared some of the commonalities there. And we did our part. Inshallah, the people, if he doesn't accept, the people that are watching, the Serbs and others who are tuning in, who have a problem with this Trinity, who doesn't make sense, they're also doing things in life that's not bringing them peace, solace, and contentment. They're searching for purpose.
Yes.
Inshallah, this can be a means that can help them to overcome that nationalism and to not see Muslims as the other and all the other things that they're programmed to believe. And maybe they can come to the purpose of life, the true purpose of life, of only worshiping the one God alone, doing good deeds, being morally upright, and this can be a means for them.
Yes, and also an example that we can come here to the Serbian part and openly talk. We came here to the church, which everybody would think it was dangerous. I myself thought it would be dangerous, but we had a nice conversation.
Yeah. Thank you guys here in Republic of Srpska in Bosnia. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Have you ever read the Quran? Have you ever looked into the life of the last and final messenger sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him?
Selika pročital prevod Kur'ana i život
Muhammada. Nisam u cijelini neki odjeljke.
Some of it.
Što smo učili iz istorije religije.
Do you know that it's an article of faith in Islam to believe and love Jesus? There's actually also a chapter named after his blessed mother in the Quran.
U Kur'anu ima sura koja se zove po imenu Isusove majke Marije.
Yeah. We believe that every messenger came with the same message, calling people to only worship one God.
I vjerujemo da je svaki poslanik došao sa istom porukom, pozivajući ljude da vjeruju samo jednog Boga.
Have you ever heard the statement La ilaha illallah?
Jeste čuli za to, znate što znači?
Dobro, to su stvari iz opšte kulture koje ljudi znaju. Mi u ortodoks, odnosno u pravoslavnoj crkvi, imamo svoju vjeru i svoga Boga i ispovjedanje
Orthodox
vjeri.
Church have our faith and our God.
So the reason I say this is because when we see these similarities, then we can go ahead and see like there's so many things in common and it can help to destroy some of those barriers.
Kad vidimo sličnosti u religijama, znači isto kao i muslimani vjeruju jednog Boga i kršćani ortodoksni vjeruju, hrišćani vjeruju jednog Boga. I kad imamo te zajedničke stvari, možemo ih koristiti da prijeđemo barijere koje imaju ljudi međusobno.
And when we say Jesus, we say peace be upon him.
I kad kažemo Isus, kažemo mir na njega.
Yeah, and we believe that Jesus came with the same message as Muhammad. First, it was a negation, not to worship anything other except the one God, and affirming that God is only one.
Vjerujemo da je Isus i Muhammed da su došli sa istom porukom da obožavamo samo jednog Boga.
Razlika između religija je velika.
There is a big difference between the religions.
Pogotovo nakon raskola između istočne i zapadne crkve.
Especially of the split between Eastern and Western Church.
Ne pričamo sad druge strane, ali ono što mi kao hrišćani trebamo da imamo, to je samo ljubav jedni prema drugima.
And what we Christians have to have is love between each other.
What about the neighbors who are non-Christian?
As a komšijama koji
nisu
hršćani.
Because Jesus didn't limit that love.
Tako je, ljubav.
For as well, for love for everybody.
Ljubav i poštovanje.
And respect.
Thank you very much.
A jo, pozdrav, buraz. Šta više poštujem vjernika čovjeka koji je svaki dan u džamiji na džumi, u petkom i ovo i ono koji vjeruje u Boga, znam da, nego nekoga ko ne vjeruje ništa. Šta je tu sporno? To su normalni ljudi koji, svaki Bog isti. Taka vjera ista, govori ti nemoj ubiti, nemoj ukrasti, budi čovjek, ljudi, širi ljubavi.
Jesi, jedan je Bog.
Jedan je Bog, samo što kako ti zoveš, to je tvoj problem. Je ja poštujem tebe kako ti to ophodiš se prema svom Bogu, ja se ophodim svom, niti ja smetam tebi, ni ti meni. To je
opet
ljubav.
Opet nije svom, nego je jedan Bog.
A pazi, ja sad kako ćeš ti...
Nemamo mi jednog Boga, vi jednog vidi, Boga, jedan je Bog.
Vidi, ja neću sada ulazim u to, i nisam ja vjerski, ni ovo, ni ono, ja vjerujem samo da onaj ko vjeruje u Boga, da je dobar čovjek. Ali to, istinski, da. A ne ono od ideš u džami, Luter, jel ti šef ide pored Šatru, tebe pa da mu se ono ušlihtaš ili nešto.
So I'm glad how this went. I wasn't sure what to expect, what's gonna happen. I didn't think this is gonna happen, this is gonna... I wasn't sure how the people here are gonna react to us coming here to this small community of Serbs, Orthodox people, calling them to Islam. So I thought it might they might get offended, they might think we came here to provoke them. I also had in my mind a small possibility even some guns would be drawn, but alhamdulillah everything went good. They accepted us here, they talked to us nicely in a nice manner, so everything went very, very good.
Yeah, this can be a start for others watching this who live in this area. They don't have to wait for us to go to the next place.
Yes.
People can start doing this in your local town. You make the initiative. We talked about being professional. Be professional for your deen. Go ahead and do what... This is a mandate from Allah. This is something that the Creator of the heavens and the earth has mandated on all of us. Especially these institutions that are organized, you know, the ones who have control of, you know, the, what do you call them here? The
institution.
Yeah, the Islamic institutions.
And the Orthodox Church and the Catholic
Church.
Yeah,
so especially at a higher level, these people who organize, they should be organizing this. They're the ones.
Back in this religious council, as he said, the priest, they meet once or twice a year.
That's not enough now. See, no. We have organizations in Americas, and usually people from here, they end up following us over there, but they're late about it. So we're bringing it up to speed so they don't have to, they can not wait for another war to happen and things erupt. But really, truly, not to compromise your deen now. See, what happened before, people are becoming friends, and now you're drinking alcohol, eating pork, you know, becoming... You know what you're supposed to be calling people to, right?
Yes.
Losing your identity. Hold your identity. You're one who has submitted to the will of the Creator. You're a Muslim. You're to be kind. You're to be compassionate, merciful. But you need to be professional and not let this, your ego, your hatred for people, block you from delivering this message of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah.
Yes. I mean, imagine, go talk to these people, and if they start accepting Islam, 1, 2, 5, 10. When they start accepting Islam, it's much better for the peace here in Bosnia and to live together than to... From hate you have nothing. From hate and provoking each other, and you can only bring more hatred, and even it can develop to another war.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, I mean, the Creator is the one, Allah is the one who makes believers, but at the end, you can tear down some of those walls. You can help to remove many of the Abu Jahls that are out there, make Abu Talibs, right?
Yeah.
That tomorrow, you know, you have people now, they develop a better understanding of what Islam is, who Muslims are, and, you know, inshallah, some great good can come from this, and you guys can start now. We planted the seed. You guys can go ahead and who are watching out here, maybe take the next step and try to continue what we're trying to start here.
And the people also, people who don't know about their own religion, Islam, the people in here, in instance, Sarajevo, when they want to insult a Serb or a Croat, they go and curse Jesus, which you're insulting yourself and your religion then, if you curse Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so sharing these commonalities, talking about some positive things, delivering the message, sharing the purpose with the people here in Bosnia, coming out from the Republic of Srpska, and assalamu alaikum. In closing, what stood out from this interview is when we asked the priest
if he believed that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, was a messenger sent by the Creator Allah. He didn't say yes or no. Another thing is that we kept repeating the simple message of Tawheed, of the oneness of Allah, of the Creator. And you notice that he agreed. He kept saying monotheism. So we end with this. We ask our Christian friends, neighbors, to really reflect, and specifically those in this part, that if you do believe in the Almighty, the Creator, it's a simple shift from going from throwing up because the Serbs are known to do this, which represents three, and they say not three but one. But in reality, all the messengers, including Jesus, they never did this. They never said Trinity, knew about Trinity, nor did they throw up a Trinity. What they did was, they did this. And what this signifies is the pure monotheism, is the belief in truly one God. And I'll end with an ayah from the verbatim word of God that we invited the priests and all of you to read, the Quran, where God Almighty, this is your Creator in mind, speaking, where Allah says, Kul hu Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Say he is Allah, the one and only, the absolute, the eternal. He begets not, nor is he begotten. And there is nothing comparable to Allah, the Creator of the heavens and earth. Not Jesus, not Muhammad. Nothing in creation is the Creator. Jesus worshipped one God, not a Trinity. Moses and Abraham and all the messengers that Allah sent, including Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, who is the last and final messenger, they all call to the pure monotheism. And closing up, in the Quran, Allah tells us, in the Dina, in the Lahi al-Islam, that the only way of life acceptable to Allah, to the Creator, is the submission and surrender to the one God. And this is how you truly get peace. And that, in one word, is summed up, Islam. That's what it is. Peace acquired by submitting your will, not to a human being, not to materialism, not to money, not to a stick, to a stone, to a bone, nothing in creation, but to one God. This is Islam. And whoever hears about Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, and we say this with love and compassion, and denies him, this is just like us. If we denied Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, or we elevate him to a status of God, this can get us into the hellfire, or anybody. The same way, if you deny Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, as the last and final messenger, he said, the one who denies me, hears about me, he'll also be in the hellfire. We say this with compassion and love because we want you and all of us to be together in the Jannah. And the only way we can get to the Jannah, the paradise, is by worshiping the Creator on his terms, not our desires, alone, without any partners or associates, as one God, and doing good, righteous deeds. And this is how we get the mercy and the Jannah of Allah, of the Creator. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.